between Christmas and New Year's Day is probably a slow one where you work, but not at EverBank Field, where the Jaguars geared up on Wednesday for Sunday's season finale in Indianapolis. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars would like nothing more than to end their season on a high note, and beating the Colts in Indianapolis on Sunday would certainly provide that. Now, it won't ease the discomfort from all of the off keynotes emitted during the course of a very difficult season. However, it would give them a 3-3 record in the AFC South, and they'd finish knowing they were within a point of sweeping all three divisional opponents over the final 3 weeks. And since winning the division is the quickest way to the postseason, it might give them a sense of what's possible in 2017.
I think that you can take a lot of positive out of each and every situation if you try to, you know. So I think for me personally, you know, and for my teammates, you know, I think we've all learned a lot from this year.
We know we have the guys in this building to get things done, to own the AFC South, and that's definitely what we're going to dominate and what we're going to push to do quickest way to the playoffs, like you said.
Something else that would give the franchise a lift is winning its final two games for the first time since 2005, when they went to the playoffs with an 11-5 record. And they haven't won the final game since 2011. A strong finish has been missing in Jacksonville and wouldn't go unnoticed.
I think it's important to have some type of foundation to be able to look back on. I don't, philosophically, I don't believe you ever start where you left off, but that's another story. But I do think that, my focus when I talk to the players is just about, you know, winning a game and how we're going to go ahead and how we're going to go about it. And our focus is on the now.
A few notes to share with you from Wednesday at EverBank Field. Rookie cornerback Jalen Ramsey was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week for his 4-tackle, 4 passes defense, 1 interception return for a touchdown performance against the Titans on Christmas Eve. He is also a contender for Defensive Rookie of the Year. The Jaguars know they'll play on Sunday without T.J. Yeldon, and they're unsure of Chris Ivory's status, and so they added 2 running backs. Former Sandalwood High star Dale Richardson was added to the active roster, as was Joe Banyard, who was with the Jaguars in 2015. And finally, Chris Ivory was on the practice field in a limited fashion, but was joined by Jonathan Cyprian and Tashawn Gibson, the starting safeties, who were also limited on Wednesday. That'll do it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel for a Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.